We should just do that.
Gosh.
I'm pretty fucking funny.
I think you think you're funny.
No. I am funny. In fact, I'm so funny I should be on stage.
First one out of town.
I think.
Hey, you know, I am a pretty funny guy.
You're smoking too much pot.
I'm a really funny guy. It's a good thing looks aren't everything. Wait a minute. There's a whole bunch of them. Yeah, I'm a pretty funny guy. I should be dealt with. No, wait a minute.
That was the most retarded thing.
I don't know.
That was completely redundant. Yeah, you did.
What's that one? Now let me think. Oh God, now I can't think of the real one. Okay, major brain fart. The old fart had a brain fart. I mean,
should I put another log?
More natural.
I need to put another log in the fire, though.
Another log. Boy, that's what you need. You just hear about a log just short of a full fire.
I think you just drop a log straight out your asshole and just plop it on the fire.
Well, you know, you're so funny, they don't think you're dealing with a full deck. So you should be dealt with.
That was
good.
That was so intelligent.
That was so
intelligent.
Hey, fuck you, I barely got that out.
That I literally shit my pants and now I'm gonna put it on the fire.
Yes,
that's another log.
Compared to that, you should have. I just shit my pants. Wow. Okay, let me see. Wait, just get it together here. I've only smoked about 6 bowls.
You only smoked like 6 bowls of it.
And this isn't the... I told you this is CBD.
The CBD?
So this is me on just a lot of CBD pot. Well, you get a bunch of THC, but not much. The shit I've got in there is like... We bred it so that we had a pot grower, a professional. That
uh-huh.
was who Kenny Chandler was. He was a guitar player. And he... Oh my God, he could make... He could grow pot to do exactly like he wanted to do, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, what the fuck was I talking about?
I don't think he, you don't even know what you're talking about.
I completely lost what I was going to tell you. It had something to do with, completely losing your mind.
You're talking about CBD and smoking pot with what's-his-face.
Yeah, but why was I bringing Kenny into it? Because we were talking about something, and he taught us how to do the... Oh, yeah, I remember, because he taught us how to gauge the THC. He was so good, he could, you know, I mean, it's not just easy. You got to look at the pollen that's on it. I forget what it's called, and then there's something the pollen produces, and that does one effect. And hey, don't ask me to quote the thing. So bad. Anyway, the point is, yeah, he could breed it. Just and it depends on when you harvest it and what you do with it, how you cure it, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You get different effects. So that's kind of what the only thing that he was worth a shit for. And he was a chef, sous chef for Metropolitan Grill.
Uh huh.
So he taught a lot. He taught me a lot about cooking. But he's a pro.
Huh.
And he played a pretty mediocre guitar, the poor guy. And that was his big thing. And he was also a Microsoft engineer. So think about that. I go, one day he's telling me his whole thing. And so you decided to quit the engineering job at Microsoft, of which you have family connections, and you decided to screw off the Metropolitan Grill so that you could be a guitar player in local tavern scene. Wow.
That was
yeah. Brutal, wasn't it? It was.
Why are you such a douchebag to him?
Because, you know why. That was Jerry's boyfriend.
You know why.
I thought everybody knew the whole story.
Wow. Well, I don't live in Washington. I live in buttfuck Idaho.
Yeah, but your mom.
I live in buttfuck nowhere.
That hasn't stopped your mom.
Well, my mom's too busy getting drunk and... you know, doing her thing.
Oh, my God. You're... And then you, and then, I mean, God, if you don't turn out to be a serial killer, I don't know who will. You've got to be the next Ted Bundy, man.
Next Ted Bundy?
Your life. I mean, it's a, just a miracle you're so mellow, I think. I mean, you're pretty fucking mellow.
Your head
you're big as a house, you know, but you're just, you know, the worst thing you do is make those faces.
my double chin face is where I go,
stop it. No, the other one's the really creepy one, too. Yeah, that's, oh, God.
Doing the gay tiger where I shake my arms like this.
I thought of what that face is, and you would have died. I figured out why that's so creepy. It's a movie or some. It's something to do with the media that I've seen it, and it's just a creepy. You'll shit when I figure it out.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm talking about that funny, scary face you make.
Well, you're sitting there talking about, well, there's this media thing where TV and stuff, where fairy faces.
Oh! Wow. Was I that incoherent? That's pretty bad. Don't make that. Don't do that.
I was just making a normal face.
No, that was your Beavis and Butthead. Like, it was like...
No, Beavis and Butthead's more like a...
It's like... No. Not the one where you get to Pat Boone. When you're that's a special dish. They,
hey,
yeah,
hey,
exactly.
Hey, guess what?
Look at he's that saggy balls. No,
he said
this one was silence. They got to him and they looked at him, and he's so fucking from outer space. He wasn't even uncool because he's so old. I have no idea what he is, but whatever he is, he couldn't be from this world. I mean, they just. And, God, it would have been better if they did it with Debbie Boone.
What episode was that?
Debbie Boone would have even been better.
I thought it was Debbie Boone.
No, it was Pat Boone.
It was Pat Boone they were
looking
at? But
Debbie Boone would have been maybe better. But it was the Beavis and Butthead episode. It was Pat Boone singing. And he was doing Moonlight Under the Sun or something. And they're flipping channels, and they flip on that, and they go... Click.
They just turn off the TV.
Yeah, it was just like, no, they changed the station, but they just stared at it. You know, it seemed like an eternity. They were kind of just going, "What the? I mean, you made he's so bad. He made Beavis and Butthead silence. You can't be that terrible. There's no such thing. Oh fuck." I'm trying to think of how we introduce your faces. And now, my grandson, you know, pretend this is like smoking a pipe almost.
So what's the name of the podcast now? Smart and Smarter?
Smart and Smarter.
Can I be smarter?
Yeah, sure. I'm smart. What do you mean? Are you implying that you're smart? Or are you smart?
You're thinking about this too much.
You're smarter smart.
I think you're smarter, smart, 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 smart. You
and
know, smart.
If I was French, I'd stick your bottom in your pants.
That didn't even make any sense. I would spit on the buttons.
Yes. I would spit on the stick that I'm shoving your bottom.
That almost sounded like the Arnold Schwarzenegger thing. Lie! Yeah. I'm Arnie!
Yes.
I will stick up your butt!
No, but see, lie! But see, that almost makes... The French, they're still pussies when they're threatening you. I mean, you can't get any more homo than that. Then, you know, those guys are sitting on the walls in Italy. He's got any King Arthur's out there, going to kick their ass. And they go, I spit... You know, they're just nasty. They're not even vulgar. They're just, you know, almost primitive. That's why it's so funny. And I think they're just like that in real life. In Canada, they were kind of like that.
Where they're putting ketchup on your steak?
Yeah, and they're kind of smart. And then even the bums seem polite. Hey, do you know, you're sitting in the street, the wino. Sitting there, and we go, hey, do you know where... commercial. Oh, shit.
The vlog. It's okay.
Commercial street is, and he goes, yes, chap. I believe it's, you know what I mean?
They're
it's
all
like,
polite.
Yeah, it's all like, and I'm going,
oh, ta-ta,
like,
sir.
Sound like he had a PhD. Oh. What the fuck? The winos up here are smarter and more polite.
He probably did have a. He probably had a degree in lesbian dance theory from UCF.
No, I'm telling you, he wasn't just. He didn't have like a Cockney accent. He had like a just like a fucking.
Did he sound like a liberal arts professor? Like,
Prince John, you know, like my fucking Grandpa Oddie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the aristocrats, they have a totally different stick up your butt. It's a real softer accent. The Cockneys are the ones that, like, the Beatles. Those that fucking are lower class. Oh, yeah. That's a bummer. I knew that was going to happen. I told you it was going to roll. Oh, well. Now you put the big log on it, dude.
Okay, I'll put it right in the middle.
Yeah. No. You got to leave that gap or it'll go out, right? Oh, God. Can't you get that up there? That's perfect. I mean, as big a log as that, that will work right there if you can keep it there. I'd put something behind it, like a bracelet or something, because when that goes on there, it's going to spread them out. Oh, well. Don't drop it on there, Todd. I can't get up fast enough. There. Okay. Oh, that's going to work. I think. No, don't. Oh, fuck. Don't press it down. Oh, you'd fuck up a wet dream, you know that?
Shut up, God. You're such an asshole.
Leave it alone.
No,
it's fine.
No.
Oh, God. You're just going to fuck with it until it goes out.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's really smoking now.
At least it keeps the mosquitoes away.
You know, the problem is, you know, really smoking sounds like a really good thing. Uh-huh. And it is, except for a fire. Mm-hmm. It's really smoking. That's not a good thing. If it's a fashion model and really smoking, that's a good thing. You know, but no. Fire, you want fire, not this shit. Are you trying to kill me? Is that it?
Yes, I am trying to kill you.